الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: من أحب سنتي فقد أحبني، ومن أحبني كان معي في الجنة، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. الله سبحانه وتعالى is the creator and the only creator. Anything and everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The creator is only one, and the creatures are innumerable. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. Say, O my messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that Allah is only one. He is alone in his person, in his being, and he is alone in his attributes. As far as his creatures are concerned, they are innumerable. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of the number of creatures. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says that during the night of Mi'raj, after leading the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam in salat in al-Masjid al-Aqsa, I reached with Jibreel and Mikael alayhim as-salam the first heaven where I met Adam alayhi salatu was salam, then the second heaven where I met Isa alayhi salatu was salam and Yahya alayhi salatu was salam. Thereafter I reached the third heaven where I met Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam. Thereafter the fourth heaven where I met Idris alayhi salatu was salam. Thereafter the fifth heaven where I met Harun alayhi salatu was salam. Sixth heaven where I met Musa alayhi salatu was salam. And seventh heaven where I met my great grandfather Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, whom I found sitting, leaning his back against Al-Baytul Ma'mur. Al-Baytul Ma'mur is the Kaaba and Qibla of the people of the heaven. And it is situated directly in line with Kaaba in Makkah Mukarrama. So much so that if a pebble is thrown from Al-Baytul Ma'mur, it would fall on the roof of Kaaba in Makkah Mukarrama. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes oath of Al-Baytul Ma'mur, وَالطُّور وَكِتَابٍ مَسْتُور فِي رَقِّم مَنْشُور وَالْبَيْتِ الْمَعْمُور. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I observed malaika entering from one side of Al-Baytul Ma'mur, engaging in devotion and leaving from the other side of Al-Baytul Ma'mur. Jibreel alayhi salam said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, this is your great grandfather Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, and this is Al-Baytul Ma'mur. And from the time of the creation of Malaika, the angels, which was well before the time of the creation of Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, from the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the malaika, the angels, daily 70,000 malaika are given the permission to come to Al-Baytul Ma'mur, enter Al-Baytul Ma'mur, engage in devotion and leave Al-Baytul Ma'mur. 70,000 malaika daily, right from the time of their creation until today, this process has continued. Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam said, the malaika and the angels are so many in number that once an angel has had his turn of devotion in Al-Baytul Ma'mur, he will not get another chance until the day of Qiyamah. So the Creator is only one. Creatures are many, innumerable. Their quantity, their number, only known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From amongst these creatures, the ashraful makhluqat is the human. The most noble of the creatures, the most virtuous of the creatures is the human, the humankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes oath of Wattin, Wazzaytun, Watur Sinin, Wahadal Baladil Amin. Allah takes oath of four things: Wattin, Wazzaytun, Allah takes oath of the fig tree. Allah takes oath of the olive tree. Allah takes oath of Mount Sinai. And Allah takes oath of Makkah Mukarrama. Wattin, Wazzaytun, Wature Sinin, Wahadal Baladil Amin. Allah takes oath of four things. And according to a group of Mufassirin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes oath of three blessed places. Makkah Mukarrama, where Kaaba is situated, where our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, where the first verses of the Quran were revealed to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Mount Sinai, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam with communication with him. And the fig tree and olive tree is referring to Al-Quds, Baytul Lahm, where Isa alayhi salatu wassalam was born. So referring to either four blessed items or three blessed places. Allah says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. So Ashraful Makhluqat, the most noble of the creatures, the most virtuous of the creatures is the humankind. And from amongst the humankind, the cream of humanity are the approximately 124,000 Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. And from amongst the 124,000 Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, the most noble, the most virtuous, the greatest, the most generous, the one with most piety, the one with best characters, the one most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is none other than the son of Abdullah and Amina, our most beloved Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is only one being in the universe that is above our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khuda se to kam aur sab se aala. Khuda se to kam, below Allah, sab se aala, above everyone. Khuda se to kam aur sab se aala, do alam se bala hamare Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Our Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam is more virtuous than anyone in this world and anyone in the hereafter. He is more virtuous than Adam alayhi salam. He is more virtuous than Isa alayhi salam. He is more virtuous than Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam. He is more virtuous than Israel, Israfil, Mikael, Jibreel alayhi musallatu wassalam. If he was not to be born, Adam alayhi salatu wassalam would not have come into existence. Isa alayhi salatu wassalam would not have come into existence. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam would not have come into existence. If he was not to be born, Tawrat would not have been revealed. Zabur would not have been revealed. Injil would not have been revealed. If he was not to be born, the sun, the moon, the stars, the trees, the oceans, the heavens, nothing would have existed. Everything came into existence because he was to come into existence. And everything that came into existence, any good that was bestowed upon that item, that person, was as a result of the barakah of none other than the beloved messenger of Allah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Asad, Asad, fuyuze dare Mustafa ka kya kehna? Asad, fuyuze dare Mustafa ka kya kehna? Jise jo bhi saadat mili, jitni mili, wahi se mili. Jise jo bhi saadat mili, whatever fortune, whatever good, whatever virtue any person has acquired, whether it is an ordinary believer or whether it is a wali of Allah or whether it is a nabi of Allah. Any fortune, any good, any virtue that was bestowed upon any individual, it was only as a result of the blessings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Ya sahib al-jamal wa ya sayyid al-bashar min wajhika al-munir laqad nuwwira al-qamar. Ya sahib al-jamal, O the embodiment of beauty, O the one full of beauty, wa ya sayyid al-bashar, O the leader of humanity, min wajhika al-munir laqad nuwwira al-qamar. The 14th moon has been given light from your blessed face. If it was not for your blessed face, the 14th moon would not have shone. The sun would not have shone. The stars would not have shone. مِن وَجْهِكَ الْمُنِيرِ لَقَدْ نُوِرَ الْقَمَرِ. You are so great. لَا يُمْكِنُ السَّنَاءُ كَمَا كَانَ حَقُّهُ. It is not possible to praise you as you are worthy of praise. بعد از خدا بزرگ توی قصہ مختصر. In short, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are the most virtuous. My friends, let me make this very clear. We, as his ummah, are 100% indebted to him. We are under his ihsanat, no doubt. And each ummati will accept that we are indebted to this great personality. But we are not the only ones who are indebted to him. Nations, from Adam alayhi salatu wassalam until this khayre ummat, until this best nation, all nations are indebted to this great messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He conferred his favor and his ihsan upon the entire humanity, Muslims, non-Muslims, in alamul arwah. And he has conferred his ihsanat and his favors upon the humanity in this world. And he will confer his ihsan and his favor through shafa'ate kubra, the major intercession on the day of qiyamah. There is not a single human who is not indebted to him. A very pious personality, a very great sheikh of his time, he himself chose the title of Ashikun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam for himself. That my title is Ashikun Nabi. His kunya was Abul Barakat. His name was Ayman. And his father's name was Muhammad. Abul Barakat Ayman ibn Muhammad, born in Tunis, migrated to Egypt, and finally migrated to Madina Munawwara. He himself was the lover of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ashik of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And his father, his grandfather, his great-grandfather, the whole family, ushaqun Nabi, the lovers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they had so much love for the name of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So much love for the name Muhammad. That Ayman's father was Muhammad. His father was Muhammad. And his father was Muhammad. And his father was Muhammad. And his father was Muhammad. His 14 forefathers were Muhammad. Muhammad, son is born, Muhammad, son is born, Muhammad, son is born, Muhammad, son is born, Muhammad, Muhammad ibn Muhammad ibn Muhammad ibn Muhammad ibn Muhammad ibn Muhammad. 14 names of Muhammad in the family lineage. After spending some time in Medina Munawwara, he decided to leave Medina Munawwara and settle elsewhere. For good reasons. Not that he was not happy with Medina Munawwara. For good reasons. He was very religious. He was a great scholar. He had love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when a person loves any individual, he begins to love everything associated to that individual. Because we love our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, we have love for Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. We have love for Aisha radiyallahu anha. We have love for Sumayya radiyallahu anha. We experience in our hearts love for even the camel that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to ride. Even the horse that he used to ride. Even the mule and the donkey he used to ride. We experience love for Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, because one place he was born, one place he passed away, and he rests till today. If we have genuine love for our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we would have love for everything associated to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, including all the faraid, all the wajibat, all the sunan, all the mustahabbat, because all these actions are associated to his life. أَمُرُّ عَلَى الدِّيَارِ دِيَارِ لَيْلًا أُقَبِّلُ ذَا الْجِدَارَ وَذَا الْجِدَارَ وَمَا حُبُّ الدِّيَارِ شَغَفْنَ قَلْبِي وَلَكِنْ حُبُّ مَنْ سَكَنَ الدِّيَارَ. مجنو مجنو قيس بن عامر, he fell in love with Layla. قيس بن عامر, he fell in love with Layla, and the love was so intense that he forgot everything. The ulama have stated that mahabbah or hub. Hub, 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 mahabbah. What is hub and mahabbah? I heard from the great alim, Hadrat Maulana Abrar Ahmed Sahib, rahimahullahu ta'ala, that love in the Arabic language is al-hub, hub. He said it is made up of two words, letters, ha and ba, hub, ha and ba. He said the first letter is harfe halqi, and the second letter is harfe shafavi. The first letter is pronounced from the throat, ha, and the second is pronounced from the lips, ba. So he said hub means that love is valuable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which begins from the heart and thereafter it is expressed by the tongue. Hub, I love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am the ashik of Rasulullah's ashik. I am ashik from the tongue, but nothing is in the heart. So ha doesn't exist, it's only ba. Ha, first the love enters the heart. Hub. And what is hub? The ulama have said hub in the Arabic language, mahabba. Hub, mahabba. What is hub? What is mahabba? Hub and mahabba is that fire. That fire of love that wipes out and burns away anything besides that particular love. So if the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enters the heart, then this love will burn away all loves besides the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if a person falls in love with Layla, the same thing will happen. That the love of Layla will burn away all the loves. So he forgot everything. Only one thing, Layla all the time. Layla, 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 Layla. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all ishq-e haqiqi. The real ishq, the real love, the love for Allah and love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and anything associated to the love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unlawful love, ishq-e majazi. May Allah safeguard all of us from ishq-e majazi. Ishq-e majazi, unlawful love. Falling in love with the opposite sex for lust to fulfill the desire. Or loving a Muslim brother for worldly gains. This is ishq-e majazi. Ishq-e majazi. When a person becomes the victim of ishq-e majazi, not the true love, ishq-e majazi, he will destroy himself. Ishq ne ghalib nikamma kar diya, varna hum bhi aadmi the kaam ke. A useful person becomes useless. Ishq ne ghalib nikamma kar diya. Oh ghalib, ishq, unlawful love, ishq-e majazi has made me useless. Varna hum bhi aadmi the kaam ke. Otherwise, at one time, I was a very useful person. And when a person enlightens his heart with ishq-e haqiqi, love for Allah, love for His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and love for everything that is associated to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, love for Makkah Mukarramah, love for Madinah Munawwara, love for wife to please Allah, love for children to please Allah, love for a Muslim brother to please Allah, love for wealth to please Allah. I will acquire wealth and spend it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ishq-e haqiqi. When Allah enlightens the heart of somebody with ishq-e haqiqi, the true love, then a useless person becomes useful. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ahmad Partab Ghadi rahimahullah ta'ala, making a slight change in this couplet of Ghalib, said, ishq ne Ahmad mujalla kar diya, varna hum bhi aadmi the naam ke. Varna hum bhi aadmi the naam ke. I was useless. The ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made me useful. My friends, this heart is very, very valuable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted this heart for His love only. For the love of His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only. Don't let filthy love enter this precious heart. Because when filthy love enters this heart, then the pure love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be able to enter that dirty place. He fell in love with Layla. The only thing he could think of was Layla. Because this is the quality of love. When love for somebody enters the heart, it burns away love for everything else besides the love of that particular person. He will only see that person. He will only hear that person. Even if somebody else is speaking, he will hear the voice of that person. ذِكْرُكَ فِي فَمِي وَخِيَالُكَ فِي عَيْنِي وَمَثْوَاكَ فِي قَلْبِي فَأَيْنَ تَغِيبُ. Your mention is on my tongue. Whenever I talk about you only. And whenever I think about you only. When I see, everywhere I see you only. Why? Because my heart is your abode. You are living in my heart. So now that has an effect on all my actions. I see you only. So let us make a firm resolution, my friends, that inshallah from today we will strive to enlighten our hearts with the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make a firm resolution, my friends, that we will strive to acquire the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is nothing which is more sweeter than the sweetness of the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fall in love with Allah, fall in love with His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then experience this sweetness. Wallahi ma tala'at shamsun wala gharubat illa wa anta fi qalbi wa waswasi wala jalastu ila qawmin wa hadithuhum illa wa anta hadithi bayna jullasi ولا هممت بشرب الماء من ظمأ الا رايت خيالا منك في الكاس والله ما طلعت شمس ولا غروبت. By Allah, from the time the sun rises until it sets, and from the time it sets until it rises, in my heart and mind I find you only, O Allah, nobody else. وَلَا جَلَسْتُ إِلَىٰ قَوْمٍ وَحَدِّثُهُمْ. And when I sit with my friends for gapshap, just to talk about this and that, وَلَا جَلَسْتُ إِلَىٰ قَوْمٍ وَحَدِّثُهُمْ. What is my topic? إِلَّا وَأَنْتَ حَدِيثِ بَيْنَ جُلَّاسِ. My topic is only you. I can only talk about you. مَنْ أَحَبَّ شَيْئًا أَكْثَرَ ذِكْرَهُ. When one falls in love with somebody, he will continually mention that person. He will look for excuses to talk about that person. وَلَا هَمَمْتُ بِشُرُبِ الْمَاءِ مِنْ ذَمَئِنْ. Whenever I intended to drink a glass of water, and when I looked into the water, what could I see? إِلَّا رَأَيْتُ خَيَالًا مِنْكَ فِي الْكَاسِ. Oh Allah, I could see only you in that glass of water. When a person falls in love with Layla, when he looks at the mountain, he will see Layla. When he looks at the stars, he will see Layla. When he looks at the 14th moon, he will see Layla. When he looks at the sea, he will see Layla. Similarly, when a person falls in love with not Layla, but Mawla, when he looks at the mountain, he will see nothing but Mawla. When he looks at the moon, he will see nothing but Mawla. When he looks at the stars, he will see nothing but Mawla. When he looks at Salim, he will see nothing but Mawla. When he looks at Zaid, he will see nothing but Mawla. When he looks at anything in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that creation will remind him of Mawla only and Mawla only. Fall in love with Allah, my friends. Fall in love with His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, Tera aina alame rangobu hai, jidhar dekhta hoon udhar tu hi tu hai. Tera aina alame rangobu hai. When I look in my mirror, I will see my face. And if you look in your mirror, you will see your face. So what is the mirror of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi says, the whole universe is the mirror of Allah. Tera aina alame rangobu hai, jidhar dekhta hoon, wherever I see, udhar tu hi tu hai. Wherever I see you only. My friends, let us benefit from this eighth annual Sirah conference organized by Al Huda Academy
And make this resolution very firm, very firm, that from today the goal in life is going to be the love for Allah and love for His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you make this your goal, within months, within weeks, you will find the sweetness of this love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you make a firm resolution and use the right channels, go to the right ulama, right mashayikh, learn from them and slowly, slowly, gradually follow their guidance, you will experience the love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ayman ibn Muhammad, he gave himself the title of Ashikun Nabi, I am the lover of Nabi. He decided to migrate from Medina Munawwara. Not because he did not like Medina Munawwara. If he was Ashik of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Ashik of a very high caliber, as you will understand from the incidents I will quote to you, then obviously he had love for Medina. But for some good reasons, he wanted to leave Medina Munawwara. He says that I went to sleep at night and I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Oh Ayman, you are planning to leave Medina Munawwara. Will you be able to bear and tolerate separation from me? You are in Medina Munawwara. You are my neighbor. Whenever you feel like visiting me, you come to the blessed grave and you say, Assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. When you leave Medina Munawwara, you will miss me. Will you be able to tolerate that pain? Will you be able to bear separating from me? Ayman ibn Muhammad says, when I woke up in the morning, I made a firm resolution that for as long as Allah keeps me alive, I will never leave Medina Munawwara. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exalted His name, the Sultan of Tunis, he contacted Ayman ibn Muhammad and he said that you belong to Tunis. Return back to Tunis so the people of Tunis can benefit from your ilm. They can benefit from your piety. And he would decline. The pressure increased upon him. So the final answer he gave was that if I was offered the kingdom of the whole world, if I was offered the kingdom of the whole world in return of my stay in Medina Munawwara, I would never accept the kingdom of the whole world. I would give preference to staying in Medina Munawwara. Ayman ibn Muhammad rahimahullahu ta'ala says, that night when I went to sleep, I saw the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in my dream. And with his own blessed hand, he fed me 3 morsels of a dish that was prepared from barley. And he said, out of love for me, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned so many good, virtuous sentences that I am unable to repeat. He said, the only thing I can say is the last sentence that he said to me. He said, I'lam, O Ayman, believe me what I am saying. I'lam, know, anni anka radin, I am very happy with you. He was a poet also. So in one couplet he says, لَوْلَاكَ لَمْ أَدْرِ الْهَوَى لَوْلَاكَ لَمْ أَدْرِ التَّرِيقِ. What did I mention at the beginning? If it was not for our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, we would not have existed. Ayman ibn Muhammad says, لَوْلَاكَ, if you did not exist, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if it was not for you, if it was not for your teaching, Lam adri al hawa, I would not have known what true love is. Because there is a difference between love and lust. We fall in love with a girl, that is lust, it is not love. We love somebody for wealth, that is lust, not love. Lawlaka, if you did not come, O Messenger of Allah, and if I was not fortunate to have accepted Islam, and if I was not given the fortune to connect myself to you, I would not have known what true love is. وَلَوْلَاكَ لَمْ أَدْرِ الطَّرِيقِ. And if it was not for you, O Messenger of Allah, I would never have known the path that leads to Jannah and to your pleasure and to yourself. We are very much indebted to this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, my friends. Whatever we have been able to acquire till now is because of his blessings. Whatever we will be able to acquire in the future, it will be because of his blessings. And whatever we will be able to acquire at the time of death, in the grave, on the day of Qiyamah, it will be because of the blessings and teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So we are completely indebted to him. Let us try to repay him a little bit. Little. We can never repay him. Little bit. Let us try to do something where we find some comfort that yes, I have done something. I have done something. I would like to urge all of you to do three things. One thing I have already mentioned. Another three things. One thing I have mentioned is that make a firm resolution that from today I will strive in acquiring the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That will be my objective. I will make dua to Allah that, O Allah, grant me your love. Grant me the love of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, create resources for me whereby I am able to acquire your love and the love of your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we will look around and we will use the resources that are available. We will contact good ulama, good mashayikh, and try to purify our hearts and enlighten our hearts with the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is going to be our main objective. But in trying to repay our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will do three more things, inshallah. Number one, we will try to learn his seerah, his life, and his teachings with the intention of practicing what we learn. Make a firm resolution, my friends. Gathering in conferences with the only intention of listening to lectures, enjoying the lectures, and after lectures, no intention to do anything is not the correct method of attending conferences. Nowadays, it has become a norm for us to attend conferences, listen to different lecturers, different ulama, and feel happy that yes, we enjoyed this bayan. We enjoyed this gathering. It was so nice. It wasn't boring. It was good. That is not the objective of gatherings. Objectives of gatherings is to make a U-turn in life. Bring 100% change in the life. So one thing out of the three things that I'm going to mention we need to do is to study his seerah, his life, understand his teachings with the intention of following what we learn, practicing what we learn. And if we do this sincerely, my friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look at us with much affection, much love. If we sit here today, now, at this precise moment, with this resolution that I am listening with the intention of implementing what I learn, Allah will show much affection now as well. Ibn Asakir, rahimahullah ta'ala, was a very great muhaddith. And one of his teachers is Imam Abu Abdullah al-Farawi, rahimahullah ta'ala. Imam Abu Abdullah al-Farawi, rahimahullah ta'ala, himself says that Ibn Asakir, rahimahullah ta'ala, in his student days, came to Naisabur, where I was residing. And I was the great muhaddis in Naisabur. He came to me and he said, I want to acquire ahadith from you. I want to understand the seerah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I want to learn the teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the virtue of those people who strive to understand the life of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much attention they are given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Abu Abdullah Farawi, al-Farawi rahimahullah ta'ala, was a great muhaddis, and in those days, they were not lazy of teaching and learning. That was his engagement. But he says that Ibn Asakir was so haris and so greedy for ilm that in 3 days I became tired of him. Because every time he wanted to learn from me. So Imam Abdullah al-Farawi rahimahullah ta'ala, great muhaddis, whose mission was to teach all the time, he says that I became sick of him. I became tired of him. And he said that I became so tired in 3 days that he compelled me to take this oath. I said, by Allah, tomorrow if this young man comes to my house, I will not open the door of my house for him. He said, I took oath that I will not open the door of my house for him. He said, next morning, somebody knocked at the door. I looked through the window to see whether it was Ibn Asakir or somebody else. He said, no, it was somebody else. It was not Ibn Asakir. So I opened the door. When I opened the door, this newcomer said, Inni Rasulu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ilayk. I am the messenger of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to you. Allah's messenger has sent me to you. So he said, when I heard this, that Allah's messenger has sent me to you, I said, marhaban bikum, welcome, welcome, please come inside, please come inside. When he came inside, Abu Abdullah al-Farawi rahimahullah ta'ala, see that he said to me that I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in my dream last night. And he said, imdi ila Abi Abdullah al-Farawi. Tomorrow morning when you wake up, go to Abu Abdullah al-Farawi. Wakullahu, and say to him, قَدِمَ بَلَدَكَ رَجُلٌ شَامِيٌ أَسْمَرُ اللَّوْنِ يَطْلُبُ حَدِيثِ. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enlighten our hearts with this love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his teachings. Ibn Asakir, a young man, a student, how much love he had for Allah's messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and for the ilm that was associated to Allah's messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when his teacher takes the decision of not teaching him, Allah's messenger comes into the dream of another person and he sends this message to him that go to Abu Abdullah al-Farawi and say to him that a young man has come to your town. A young man from Sham, قَدِمَ بَلَدَكَ رَجُلٌ شَامِيٌ أَسْمَرُ اللَّوْنِ. He's brown in color and his only objective of coming in your town is يَتْلُبُ حَدِيثِ. He is looking for my hadith. He is looking for my hadith. That is his only objective. And you are getting tired of him. فَلَا تَمَلَّانُهُ. Do not show any resentment to him. Do not become tired of him. Do not become tired of him. Do not feel burdened by him. Another student who has witnessed this incident says, that after receiving this message from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَوَاللَّهِ مَا كَانَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ يَقُومُ مِن مَجْلِسِ الْحَدِيثِ حَتَّى يَقُومَ ابْنُ عَسَاكِرِ Rahimahullahu ta'ala. Whenever Abu Abdullah al-Farawi, Rahimahullahu ta'ala, would sit down to teach hadith, if he had other students, and if he became tired, he would say, enough for today, I will teach you tomorrow. Enough for the morning, I will teach you in the evening. But whenever even Asakir used to come, then Abu Abdullah al-Farawi would continue teaching and he would not get up from his place until Ibn Asakir would not say that my teacher, enough for today. Inshallah, my friends, if you make a firm resolution that we will also acquire ilm through authentic sources from reliable ulama, seerah, ahadith, tafsir, fiqh, and only with the intention of implementing what we learn and propagating what we learn, we will also acquire this attention of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the first resolution I would like you to make after the main resolution. Main resolution is, from today we will strive to acquire the love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for that main objective, we need to do these three things. One is, strive towards acquiring ilm. Ilm of sharia, ilm of nubuwa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Number two, practice what we learn. Practice what we already know and practice what we learn. And if despite our firm resolution, we are unable to practice what we know, then consult the ulama. Seek guidance from the ulama, from the mashayikh, that I want to do this. I know this is haram. I want to stay away from it. I know this is fard, I want to do it, but I can't. Can you please give me guidance? And then follow the guidance. Become a patient, a sick patient. And use the ulama and the mashayikh as your doctors. And follow their prescriptions. Inshallah, you will regain your health. Amal. Amal. Fard is fard. Wajib is wajib. Sunnah muakkada is sunnah muakkada. Our mashayikh, our pious predecessors, right from the sahaba rizwanullahi ta'ala ali majma'in, until our teachers, our mashayikh, were so particular in this regard. They exerted every effort to understand the life of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and after they exerted every effort to practice whatever they had learned. Anything that came from Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would bow their head down to it. They would leave their rationale on one side, they would leave their logic on one side, they would leave their intellect on one side. They would leave everything on one side. This is the hukm of Sharia. This is the hukm of Allah. This is the command of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the way of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would say, in our language, this is the style of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the style of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during the Sulhul Hudaybiyah, the Hudaybiyah peace treaty, sent Usman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu as a delegate on behalf of the Muslims to Makkah Mukarrama, one of his friends said, "Oh Usman, you know the people of Makkah Mukarrama, the mushrikeen, the kuffar, they all wear their lungis. their lower part of the garment below their ankles. And your lungi is hanging halfway between your knees and your ankles. You will look odd one out from everybody. It is not permissible to wear trousers, lungi, izar, pajamas, jubbas for men. Anything that is worn from the top, that will cover the ankles. It has to be above ankles. If a person wears something which goes below the ankle, which covers the ankle, he is sinning in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the practice of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was that he did not only expose the ankle, his izar, his lungi would be so high that it was between the knee and the ankle. And that was not the practice of the kuffar of Makkah and mushrikeen in Makkah. And a person would look out of place. People would make fun of him. So this person who had love for Usman, he was a non-Muslim himself, but he had love for Usman and he did not want people to make fun of him. So he said, lower your garment slightly. So what did Usman radiallahu anhu say? He said, no, this is the style of my beloved. People can laugh if they want. This is the style of my beloved. They had the reality of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they also emulated and copied the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We, my friends, have yet to understand the reality of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have not understand the value of each and every amal and practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But at least, without even understanding, let us try to emulate and copy the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So at least we will be able to say on the day of Qiyamah, Tere mahbub ki ya Rab shabahat leke aya hoon. Hakikat usko tu kar de, main surat leke aya hoon. Let us try to copy the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even without experiencing that intense love in our hearts for these ways, so that we are able to say on the day of Qiyamah, Tere mahbub ki ya Rab shabahat leke aya hoon. Oh Allah, I have just copied your beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and I have brought his picture in my life, although the reality is not in the heart. Hakikat usko tu kar de, main surat leke aya hoon. Make it a reality. The face should look like the face of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The body should look like the body of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Clothing should look like the clothing of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Our ibadat, aqaid, like the aqaid of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ibadat, like the ibadat of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Muamalat, dealings, transactions, like his. Muasharat, social life, like his. Akhlaq, morals, characters, like his. Private life, like his. Public life, like his. During the night, we should behave like him. During the day, we should behave like him. In markets, we should behave as he behaved in the market. Family life, like his family life. In masjid, we should behave the way he behaved. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Indeed, in the Messenger of Allah is a good example for all of you. He is our example. If I am a father, then for me the example is the father of Fatima. And if I am a husband, then for me the example is the husband of Aisha and Khadija. And if I am the Imam, then for me the example is the Imam of Masjid Nabawi. And if I am Commander-in-Chief, then for me the example is the Commander-in-Chief in the Battle of Badr, in the Battle of Uhud, during the liberation of Makkah Mukarramah. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Zakariya rahimahullah ta'ala, he is in his final moments, after a few minutes, he is to leave this world. And he asks his associates to make preparation for wudu. He says, I would like to perform wudu. Moments before he passes away. How particular they were in carrying out faraiz, wajibat, sunan, muakkada can be understood from the fact that how particular they were in regard to mustahabbat. Just before passing away, perform, I want to perform wudu. They were in lot of grief. That these are the final moments of our Shaykh. For them, everything was their Shaykh. Everything was their Shaykh. And the caliber of Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Zakariya rahimahullah ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. So they quickly made him wash his hand and quickly made him gargle and they started washing his nose. He said, you have forgotten miswak. You have forgotten miswak. You have forgotten miswak. Even whilst dying, they would not forget the method of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am concluding now. What is our objective from today? Acquisition of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For that we need to do three things. Number one, acquire the ilm of Sharia. Ilm of Sharia. And thereafter, bring that into practice. Two. And number three, enlighten your hearts, enlighten your lives, and moist your tongue with durood, salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullahi alayhi, very pious personality, who was mentioned a few moments ago by our respected Mufti Sahib Hafidhahullah ta'ala. He used to say that each ummati should recite Salat ala Nabi minimum of 300 times daily. Minimum of 300 times daily. And the best formulae of durood is, the best formula of durood is the durood-e-Ibrahimi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. If one is able to recite this 300 times, Alhamdulillah. If not, then this durood 200 times and a short one 100 times. If not, then this durood 100 times and a short one 200 times. If not, then begin with this durood. And then 298 times very short one. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And conclude with this durood. In between, insert this durood. Begin with 300. On Fridays, increase it to 400, 500. And then slowly build on it. From 300 to 400, 400 to 500, 500 to 600, 600 to 700. Muhaddis Abu Muawiyah rahimahullah ta'ala says that whenever I visited Harun Rashid, he was the Khalifa of the time, whenever I visited Harun Rashid or whenever he visited me and I mentioned a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, never did I mention the name of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but I heard him say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sayyidi. Harun Rashid used to say, Sallallahu Alaihi. We find Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam difficult. He was the Khalifa of the time. He used to say, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Sayyidi. May the blessings of Allah and may the peace of Allah be upon him, my master. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Sayyidi. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Sayyidi. Abu Muawiyah, the Muhaddith, he was blind. So he says, one day I had dinner with Harun Rashid, and after dinner, whilst I was washing my hand and somebody was pouring the water, I heard Harun Rashid ask me this question, do you know who is pouring water on your hands? So I said, no. He said, it is me, I am pouring the hand. Why? Because I have respect for you, because you teach the ahadith of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They knew what love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. We have no love in our hearts, or maybe very little, but despite that we are very proud of ourselves. We are lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ibn Asakir, rahimahullah ta'ala, whose student days were mentioned a few moments ago, he compiled a book, he authored a book in his later life, which is well known, which is a well-known book, Tarikh-e-Dimashq. In Tarikh-e-Dimashq, he narrates an incident of Abu Zura'a al-Razi, rahimahullah ta'ala, which is narrated by Hafs ibn Abdullah. Hafs ibn Abdullah says that I saw in my dream Abu Zura'a al-Razi, rahimahullah ta'ala, that he was on the first heaven and he was performing salat with the malaika. Hafs ibn Abdullah says, I said, oh Abu Zura'a al-Razi, biman iltahaza, how did you acquire this status? So he said, Abu Zura'a al-Razi rahimahullah ta'ala said, katabtu biyadi alfa alfi hadithin, I wrote with this hand of mine 1,000,000 ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I wrote with this hand 1,000,000 ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aqulu fiha anin nabiy sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when I was writing, in that writing came narrated by Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I used to say this verbally and say sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I used to write sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So 1,000,000 ahadith, minimum of 1,000,000 salat ala nabi, 1,000,000 durood. And sometimes a hadith consists of the mention of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than once, twice, thrice, four times. At least 1,000,000 durood I wrote and I mentioned with my tongue. And he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said regarding one durood, man salla alayya salatan sallallahu alayhi ashara, one who sends one durood, one salat upon me, Allah sends 10 special mercies upon him. So 10 special mercies on one durood. I have wrote 1,000,000 ahadith. Imagine the number of durood that I must have mentioned and wrote. So you should not be surprised why I am performing salat with the malaika. Sheikh Abdullah Muhaddis Dehlavi, rahimahullah ta'ala, writes regarding a very pious personality of India, Bakhtiyar Kaki, rahimahullah ta'ala, that it was his practice to read 3,000 times salat ala nabi before retiring to bed. 3,000 times salat ala nabi before retiring to bed. He got married. First night he forgot. Second night he forgot. Third night he forgot. He had more commitments, more responsibilities. He was not alone now. And on the first day of the wedding, second day of the wedding, third day of the wedding, normally you remain very busy as well with guests, with so many people coming and going. Maybe he knew that he had to recite his durood, but there is no time, or he completely forgot. One night passed, second night passed, third night passed. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Their durood, their salat ala nabi was so much acceptable in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that if that durood did not reach, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would make a complaint. That is how precious their durood was. One of his best friends, his name was Rais. On the third night, he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasallam in his dream. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Oh Rais, go to your friend Bakhtiyar and convey my salam to him." Allahu Akbar. "Go to your friend Bakhtiyar and convey my salam to him and tell him that the gift that used to reach me every night from you, since three nights that gift is not reaching me." Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Inna awla an-nasi bi yawm al-qiyamati aktharuhum alayya salatan. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The nearest to me on the day of Qiyamah will be that person who had recited the most salat, most durood upon me." May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. So what we need to go from here with is the resolve to strive to acquire the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In order to do that, in order to become worthy of the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have to learn Sharia. We have to learn the seerah of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to acquire authentic ilmi nubuwa through reliable sources, by sitting in the company of authentic, reliable ulama. Maulana, Google is not good enough. And not only is it not good enough, it is dangerous. It is dangerous. It is dangerous. You can only take ilm from that person whom you know to be an authentic, reliable alim. Being an orator is not enough. Being very vocal is not enough. Being very fluent is not enough. Possessing a very good accent is not enough. Being very attractive in your speech is not enough. Dishing out so much information is not enough. Imam Muhammad ibn Sirin rahimahullah ta'ala is quoted by Imam Muslim rahimahullah ta'ala in his sahih. "Inna hadhal ilma deenun fanzuru amman ta'khuduna deenakum." This ilm is deen. This ilm is deen. So be very, very careful from whom you take your deen. If our ilm is incomplete, our deen will be incomplete. And if our ilm is complete, our deen will be complete. And if our ilm is wrong, our deen will be wrong. If our ilm is unauthentic, our deen will be unauthentic. If our ilm is not reliable, our deen will not be reliable. So we have to be very, very careful, very choosy when wanting to acquire ilm. From authentic, reliable sources. Number two, whatever we have already learned, implement. What we learn in the future, we implement, inshallah. And if we are unable to implement what we know, despite wanting to, "Janta hoon sawab-e taat o zuhd sab, par tabiyat udhar nahi jati." I know everything, but the inclination of the heart is not towards that practice. Then contact the ulama, contact the mashayikh, and try to resolve the issue that you are suffering from. And number three, excessive salat ala nabi. Minimum of 300 daily and build on it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to practice whatever we have learned today, whatever we have learned until today in the past, and whatever we shall learn in the future, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to live a life full of love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is beloved by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enlighten our hearts, our lives with teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May we live for Allah, may we die for Allah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard all of us from every fitna, every shar, every evil, every calamity, for as long as we live at the time of death, in the grave, on the day of Qiyamah, on the Pul Sirat. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us entry into Jannah without any difficulty, with complete afiyat, and grant us the company of Anbiya, Siddiqeen, Shuhada and the Salihin, especially the company of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his intercession and a glass from his Hawdh-e Kawthar on the day of Qiyamah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.